would like to call Congress back to order after a recess to get copies of amendments. We are now on general order day 3 for amendments are voted on. ONCA 17-121. Amendment number 1, page 2, lines 79 through 82, strike lines 79 through 82. Page 3, line 104, strike line 104. Page 3, lines 128 and 129, strike lines 128 through 129. Page 4, line 166, strike line 166. And page 4, lines 171 and 172, strike lines 171 through 172. Discussion? Congressman Walker?
This is, I think everyone knows, this is the merit bill. And we had 3, maybe 4 productive meetings. We had members of the executive branch, including Ms. Terry Mason Moore and Scott Johnson from HR. And we worked through the bill from page 1, sentence 1, all the way through the bill, gave them ample time to go through the original bill and then the committee substitute. And the reason this amendment is before us is this was some language that they recommended that we strike. It was in the definition section, and there was, as you can see, there were 5 definitions that they recommended. The committee agreed to strike them. We had a running worksheet, and we got to the end of the meeting, and we failed to make this amendment. So that's what it's for. Said this was a collaborative, agreed upon result of the discussions that we had. And this is why we are considering this amendment.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The amendment passes, and ONCA 17-121 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1809. An act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Willow Tree Residential Treatment Center in the amount of $281,781 and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment. Amendment 1, page 2, line 54 and a half, strike 281,781 and insert 268,458. Page 2, line 69, strike 46,667 and insert 35,626. And page 2, line 70, strike 45,950 and insert $43,660 and that totals accordingly. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Page 2 lines, the amendment reads, page 2, line 70, strike 45,950 and insert 43,660 and adjust totals accordingly. My amendment to the amendment is strike 43,660 and insert 43,668.
There's a motion, amendment to the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment to the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we'll now vote on the amendment to the amendment. Any discussion?
The amendment as amended.
The amendment as amended. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. OSA 1809 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 18, an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authorized by the Violence Against Women Act and the Municipal Rights Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment to, I need to copy it. The amendment is.
Two amendments.
Page 1, lines 17 and 18, strike 11, and to establish an alternate effective date. Page 2, or amendment number 2, page 6, line 244 through 247, strike section 6, alternate effective date. Any discussion? Congressman Edwards?
Are we voting on these amendments together?
Is this supposed to be two separate, or is it all one? They were presented together.
Okay. Question. So this, the effect of this is to strike the immediate effective date, and to, so that the bill will be effective in 60 days. Is that the intent?
Yes. Or that's what would, that's what would happen.
Okay. So I would like to ask the movement, if the, who has been asked about this date, the 60 days, and if they've said that they could be ready to implement within 60 days?
Judicial and executive.
Who?
Judicial and executive have, are fine with the alternate effective date coming out. That's my answer to you. If I'm not going to answer anything else. You asked, that's my answer. You have an amendment to the amendment? Make it. Let's.
I'm not following this. I'm going to debate from the river. Okay. Any more? I didn't say I would. I just said strike. Did I say strike the river? Okay. Well. Yeah, I don't think so either. Congresswoman Edwards?
So I have an amendment to the amendment, and this is for discussion. Page 1, line 246, strike upon signature of the principal chief or upon speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override, and insert October 1st, 2018.
Okay, there's an amendment to the amendment.
Second for discussion.
Okay. Discussion. Congresswoman Everett.
I think Congressman Zucker now.
Yeah, I want to ask the First Amendment, as an original amendment, strikes the effective date. That would mean to go into effect 60 days.
Yes, sir.
And then this amendment is to delay it till October the 1st.
Yes.
If we vote down both these amendments, it goes into effect immediately. Is that true?
Yes.
Upon signature?
As it reads right now, yes. And the sponsor proposed Amendment 1, which strikes the alternate effective date language in the bill, and now there's an amendment to the amendment to insert October 1st, 2018.
Well, I wish someone would speak to this, to give us a good reason why we would want to delay this 60 days, because there's surely going to be domestic violence occur within that time. We'd have no law on it. I just don't know why we'd want to delay it. I mean, there may be a good reason, but I don't know what that reason is.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, the reason I'm bringing these things up is because I've been involved in the implementation of VAWA with a number of tribes, and watched their growing pains, and watched some of the consequences of not taking time to make sure that you're ready to implement. But if the majority of this tribe feels like, or the majority of this Congress here feels like we should just immediately put the law out there and not worry about how the implementation is going to be handled, then I'm willing to go with the majority myself. This is not how I, in my training, go about making sure that a law is successful like we want it and expect it to be. I think there's a lot of expectations that go along with passing this law that are inaccurate and that are going to be disappointing to a lot of people. And I think the consequences of not being prepared are really devastating. So, but if the group is ready to make it happen, then I'm happy to vote no on both of these amendments and make it effective immediately.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Well, I proposed the amendment simply based off of what I was hearing the majority of Congress say. 9 members voted to hold it, and it just was going to sit, you know, and it would have, by the time we adjourned session, it would have died. It just would have went away because we're adjourning session and then we have an election, so it just would have gone away. I spoke with the chief last night and he said, take out the alternate effective date if that's going to help it to pass out, and it will provide a little bit of time for us to iron out anything that we need to iron out on the executive side and the judicial side. Judicial was agreeable to that, and I, as the sponsor, I was agreeable to that. I'm not for the amendment to the amendment, but if it's the majority of this Congress that feels like October is a better date, then that's the will of this body.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
Congressman Supernov got me thinking just a little bit by his comments. There may be something that this law could help protect in the next 60 days. Prior to that, my thoughts were 60 days seems reasonable, 160 does not. So I'm going to vote no for the amendment to the amendment, and I'm still trying to figure out if we need to not take out the alternate effective date.
Congressman
Supernov? Although it may be argued that 60 days is reasonable, I don't think a victim of domestic violence would feel like it was reasonable if it occurs before 60 days. So I'm going to vote against both amendments.
Any more discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Because I have sat in some of the NCAI breakout sessions on the implementation of VAWA, I know that few tribal nations have been able to take this act and place it within their code for the protection of their women. And I think it's needed and necessary, and I support it, and I always have supported it. What I do know from sitting in those breakout sessions that implementation is key, to have the right, you have to have the right law in place first, but once you have the right law, then you have to have your court systems have to be able to get an unbiased jury pool, because the VAWA Act allows tribes to prosecute non-natives for domestic violence, as it should. I support that. We should jump on this bandwagon. But there are issues of getting an unbiased jury pool, a cross-section of your community, both of native and non-native people. There's also the component of having a public defenders for people that declare themselves indigents. That's a component of this act in order, of the federal act, in order for tribes to be able to implement it. So my whole vote for the hold on this legislation was to get some information about how timely we could execute this, and how we could get this in place. And if we put that law in place and our courts don't have the funds to pay the jewelry pool or pay the public defenders, that's going to be a problem for the people that try to utilize this act. So my whole point of the hold was to see what our courts said about how quickly they could implement this for our women. I don't believe we have that document yet, and from what I hear the sponsor say is they think they can do it in 60 days. And so that's her word of mouth, what they say they can do. So personally, in my mind, I think an October 1st date would get us there and get us through a budget cycle where the judicial branch could fully view their budget and put the dollars in there to be able to implement this correct. But if the sponsor and the executive and the judicial say just pull the alternate effective date out, make it be law in 60 days, I'm going to vote for that amendment. And that's what I'm going to do. So I don't support the amendment to the amendment right now because we don't have a communication of an implementation plan that tells us that October 1 would be the best day.
I'll withdraw the amendment to the amendment.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment has been withdrawn. Discussion of the amendment. Congressman Edwards?
I'm going to support Congressman Supernaw's position that the law can be implemented immediately then. I happen to know that there's a lot of things that have to be done before this law will actually be utilized, but there seems to be a lot of public impression that somehow the minute this law passes, things are going to change. I wish that was the way it worked with domestic violence, but it doesn't. But if that's the comfort level that people need and want, I'm happy to give it to them.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, we will now vote on the amendment, which strikes the alternate effective date. Roll call, please. Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
The amendment fails. And ONCA 1818 will advance to third reading after endorsement. Next is ONCA 1819, an act to amend the criminal code to require the indigent criminal defendants be afforded effective counsel, to afford effective counsel to indigent defendants by the Osage Nation, to establish special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-indigent defendants, to establish an alternate effective date. One amendment, 1819, page 1, line 18, strike semicolon to establish an alternate effective date, an and strike section four. Discussion? Congressman Weber?
For the purposes of due process, I think that it is in the best interest of the nation to be able to provide criminal indigent defense to all criminal defendants in all kinds of criminal cases. I think that's what this does. I don't think we need 60 days to allow that to happen. We can let it happen immediately, so I'll be voting against the amendment.
Any more discussion? Congressman Walker?
This one we've got, 1818, that's on that one.
This is 1819.
I had them out of sequence.
1819, page one, line 18, strike semicolon and to establish an alternate effective date and strike section four, which again strikes the alternate effective date for this bill. Okay. Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, or roll call please.
Congressman Baker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Supermont?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. the amendment fails, and ONC 1819 is advanced to third reading after engrossment.
Today,
I withdraw the advancement to third reading after engrossment. There is another amendment for ONC 1819. And the amendment is page 2, line 78, strike 7, and insert 5. Any discussion? Congressman Supernaut.
What's the effect of that amendment? I don't have it here. The bill.
Mr. Gill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. This is simply a recommendation from the Attorney General's office. The citation was to add a new section Title VII. The Attorney General's office felt that it fit better into the court's section, Title V, and so the section numbers happen to be exactly the same, 1-104. We're just changing it from Title VII over to Title V at the recommendation of the AG's office.
In the bill it says insert the following section at 7 ONC section 1104, and it was the opinion of one of the assistant attorney generals to, just as Mr. Gill said, to insert section 5 as opposed to 7. All those if there's no more discussion, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The amendment passes and will now advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on
we were on third reading and I was coming up to talk.
About what?
My bill on third reading.
Well, we're not there yet. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1809, ONCA 1818, and ONCA 1819 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Following engrossment, sorry.
There's a motion on the floor to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONC 1809, 18, and 1819 on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. There's a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
There's no discussion. It's a rule suspension.
No.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
And so now I would entertain a motion.
Wait, then let's put the other ones on there too.
Yep, they took.
Move to advance. ONC 17-121. And ONC 1809. Did you already say 1809?
1809, 1818, and 1819.
Okay, 17-121 as well. And 1811.
ONC 1811 is already, or no, you're moving that. Okay, so that would move ONC 1811. Is that what you're saying?
I think actually you may have already, did you already move that one? Because there was no amendment.
No.
Okay. 1811 and 17-121, and did she already say 1809?
Yes.
Okay.
So 17-121 and ONC 1811 is being added, because I did advance it to third reading after engrossment, but not on today's agenda. You are moving to place it on today's agenda.
Okay.
Okay. And is there a second to that?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any other discussion? What was the question?
No discussion.
Right, there is no discussion. Congressman Walker put his hand up, but there's no discussion to that. So all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess to the call of the chair.
Motion to recess for engrossment to the call of the chair.
Second.
Second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are now on a recess to the call of the chair for the purpose of engrossment.
Do y'all want IGA or simple sign-ins?
Actually, I have a meeting at 1 o'clock that has to happen because that's the only time that